Uniswap's UNI burn rate tops 250 man orders a year. Adams says Uniswap founder Hayden Adams said the protocol's 7-day annualized UNI burn rate has crossed $250 million a year, up from roughly $200 million just days earlier. The figure, shared publicly on September 9, 2026, is a $50 million jump measured over a matter of days. The claim came directly from Adams, the creator of the largest decentralized exchange by volume. For a metric like this, the protocol's founder citing on-chain data is a primary source. The number is an annualized projection built from a rolling 7-day window, so it moves with trading activity rather than describing a fixed yearly total already burned. Reading the annualized figure, a 7-day annualized rate takes the burn recorded over the past week and scales it up to a full year. That framing matters. It is a snapshot of the current pace, not a guarantee. If trading volume falls next week, the annualized rate falls with it. The move from 200 million to 250 million in days tells you the recent week ran hotter than the week before. Not that $250 million of UNI has already left circulation this year. Token burns reduce the circulating supply. When a protocol routes fees into buying and destroying its own token, each burn permanently removes those units. Holding demand constant, a shrinking supply supports the per-token value. The mechanism is the same logic behind a company buyback, except the retired units are removed on-chain and are verifiable by anyone. The pace is what makes this notable. A burn rate that climbs 25% in days points to a sharp rise in the fee revenue feeding it. Burns of this kind are downstream of usage. More swaps, more fees, more tokens taken out of supply. The revenue signal underneath Strip, away the token mechanics and the burn rate, is a proxy for how much business the exchange is doing. Fees scale with volume, and the burn scales with fees. A rising annualized burn is a rising revenue story wearing a tokenomics costume. That is the part worth watching. Decentralized exchanges compete on liquidity and execution, and a jump in throughput suggests traders are routing more flow through Uniswap rather than rivals. Robinhood's on-chain venue recently posted a record weekly DEX volume of $1047 billion, a reminder that the competition for swap flow is active and that headline volume numbers move fast in this segment. Adams did not, in this statement, break down which trading pairs or chains drove the increase. Without that detail, the cleanest read is the simple one. Activity rose over the trailing week, and the burn rate rose with it. The market backdrop and what it means for users. The burn news landed in a calm tape. As of September 9, 2026, Bitcoin traded at 78,806, down 0.7% on the day, while Ether sat at 2,496, essentially flat over 24 hours. The broader fear and greed index reads 73 in greed territory, and BNB led the majors with a 1.7% daily gain. UNI's own price was not included in the market snapshot behind this article, so we are not attaching a token price reaction to the burn figure. For readers who use crypto day-to-day, the direct impact is limited. UNI is a governance token, not a spending rail, and a burn rate does not change how you pay for anything. The relevance is indirect. DeFi infrastructure that generates real fee revenue is healthier than infrastructure that runs on emissions and incentives alone. When you swap tokens to top up a stablecoin balance for card spending or move funds into a self-custody wallet you control, you are relying on exactly this kind of liquidity venue to fill your order without a wide spread. The caveat on the headline: treat the $250 million as a live gauge, not a bank statement. It is a projection from 1 week of data, and it will fall as easily as it rose if volume cools. Sustained burn matters far more than a single spike, and a few strong trading days can inflate an annualized number that a quiet fortnight would erase. The honest version of this story is that Uniswap had a busy week. Its fee engine reflected that, and its founder flagged the reading in real time. The figure to revisit is whether the rate holds above $200 million over several weeks rather than several days. That is the difference between a structural step up in usage and a burst of activity that reverts to the mean. This is analysis, not financial advice.